And yeah, there's going to be lost jobs for the good of society. Well, the good isn't impacting any of these people. Anyway, Biden didn't exactly run on all of this, to remind you.
When I think of climate change, I think of, and the answers to it, I think of jobs. A key plank of our Build Back Better recovery plan is building a modern, resilient climate infrastructure and clean energy future that will create millions of good-paying union jobs.
We should set out the rules for what kind of plant, you know, coal-burning plants. No one's going to build another coal-burning. We've got to shut the ones down we have, but no one is going to build a new one.
We're going to make it easier for American consumers to switch to electric vehicles as well, not only by building 500,000 charging stations, but by offering rebates and incentives to swap older fuel-efficient vehicles for new, clean, made-in-America vehicles.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in the Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel.
The reason, I don't know, I'm not opposed to the Green New Deal. What I did was what I thought beyond, at least in more detail, what the Green New Deal is calling for.
I've argued against any more oil drilling or gas drilling on federal lands that we can, and stop that.
You said stop new oil and gas drilling on federal lands.
Yes.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
Would you support a carbon tax? Some other candidates said they would.
Yeah, no, I would. Nobody's going to build another coal-fired plant in America. No one's going to build another oil-fired plant in America. They're going to move to renewable energy. And the first thing I will do, I will rejoin the Paris Accord.
Well, I have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh, I will transition. A big statement.
That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly. Oh. Because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry, I'd stop giving them federal subsidies. Ooh. You won't give federal subsidies to solar and wind.
Yeah.
Why are we giving it to the oil industry?
So American workers, career jobs, high-paying career jobs, just wiped out with the stroke of a pen. And you can just see Vladimir Putin, hostile actor, Russia, hostile regime, Chinese President Xi and the Chinese government doing backflips. The Iranians, same thing. They're doing backflips. All these Middle Eastern countries will now be reliant on again. Now there's going to be, we're going to limit the marketplace, which has been the great equalizer in terms of price with American production. We're outproducing all these countries, and we're energy independent. Now we'll be importing oil again, importing energy, the lifeblood of our economy again. Gas pump prices will rise, heating prices will rise, jobs will be lost, and these other countries will be made rich again. Mark Morano, author of The Fraud of the Green New Deal, Joe Bastardi, our official weather forecaster here on the Sean Hannity Show at weatherbell.com. His book, The Weaponization of Weather and the Phony Climate War. Mark, we'll begin with you. It's AOC's dream and the worker be damned and the American taxpayer be damned because we'll all be paying more.
We will, Sean. Thank you very much. What President Biden has done so far, he's come in office and he's literally killed tens of thousands of jobs. And one estimate was, as his policies go forward, 1 million American jobs gone. Now, John Kerry, Pete Buttigieg basically say, let them make solar. Well, they're killing jobs now with the promise of some future solar or wind job when? Years, decades into the future? And are they going to be qualified? Are they going to be trained for that? Here's the bottom line. Just under 4% of U.S. energy comes from solar and wind combined. 80%+ come from fossil fuels. In Joe Biden, AOC's delusional world, they believe we can turn 4% of American energy from solar and wind somehow into magically 80% plus or higher as they go to net zero emissions and try to wipe out fossil fuels. This is an experiment that's being played out. It's not really an experiment. I mean, we know it's failed. We saw President Obama's 8 years of failure on this. But they're going to be taking real jobs now, and it's going to make us less secure. The biggest joke was John Kerry claiming that the national security threat, when in reality, it's cold times that are the greatest for war, not warm times. And every policy they're doing, as you just said, Sean, is going to make us more dependent on foreign sources of oil and on rare earth minerals for solar, wind, electric cars that come from Chinese-owned mines operated in Africa that Amnesty International says is child labor. So this is a lose-lose-lose for America.
Joe Bastardi, you've taken a lot of heat from these environmentalists, the crazies out there, because you've been out there with a knowledge of the history of weather, you know, frankly, second to none, challenging the assertions that the world's going to, you know, basically disintegrate or melt in 12 years, like Ocasio-Cortez says. It's all over.
Yeah, well, you're going to be blaming me Monday when there's 12 to 18 inches of snow in your backyard, too, Sean. So I get blamed from all sides here. But
I do hold you responsible for that. You got to make it go away. And if not, you'll have to shovel it for me.
Well, you know, the foreword of my book is by this guy named Hannity, and who convinced me to write the book. And the reason I wrote it was that, you know, Marcus, you know, I can't add to what the Godfather says over here. In fact, Morano and I are going to challenge the Cuomo boys to a little tag team on climate. We'll see what happens there. But here's the thing that I come from, all right? Years and years and years of studying maps, using that knowledge. And whenever I hear someone tell me the worst ever, and I could pick out 10 examples that it's not the worst ever. For instance, weaponization of drought, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, global temperatures, global weirding, the weaponization of models, the weaponization of academia. All this is in the book. Also, something a lot of people don't want to talk about is what it's really about, which is every once in a while, folks, man hooks it up and gets it right. And the beginning of our Declaration of Independence was an absolute truth that man nailed, that God gave us free will, all right? And whenever you get a system like Marxism or socialism that seeks to control and take away your free will, that's what this is about. Also, well, you know, I'm glad I put these two chapters in on COVID. You know, I wrote this back, you know, finally got done in March, and I can't believe it. It actually predicted what you're seeing now, this COVID situation. And, it, you know, there's no question this is an immediate threat to the good of our society, and we've seen that. But trying to say, especially when man adapts and moves on over a 50, 60, 80, 100-year period, that climate change is the equivalent of COVID? Are you kidding me? And the other thing I do is I explain how you could get rid of this whole problem, because, guys, no matter which way you want to slice it, there is a fear that's been brought about in our education system by indoctrination. I have a saying that in an educational system, you're taught to question why. When you're indoctrinated, you're taught to not to question why. It's the exact opposite. We have a whole generation of students that just believes this stuff, will not look beyond the situation. They fear CO2, and there's a very easy way out of this if you really fear CO2. It involves planting a lot more trees, nuclear power plants. Why are we still slaves to James Bond and the China syndrome in this country? And, of course, carbon capture and things like that, which wouldn't crash the American economy like the Green New Deal, which, by the way, guys, and you know it as well as I, it's designed to do that. It's designed to chop us down to size. The whole thing is becoming obvious. It's not about science, not about climate. It's about this whole agenda that you're seeing in front of you now. So I take that apart in there, you know. And like I said, I go right at the heart and show you example after example of how bad things were in the 30s, 40s, 50s, you know.
And my knowledge is second to none, but I'm going to have to leave it there. It's just a... it's a primer, and I urge people, Green Fraud, Mark Morano's book, and Joe Bastardi, author of The Weaponization of Weather and the Phony Climate War. It's loved by liberals everywhere. That means it's probably worth reading. Jobs are being lost. Now it's impacting national security. We won't be energy independent anymore. The lifeblood of our economy is energy. They don't have the alternatives, and now we're putting ourselves at a geopolitical strategic disadvantage in ways that you can't even anticipate today, and it's hurting American families. We're all going to be paying more for everything. Thank you both. Quick break, right back. All right, 25 till the top of the hour.